Pat Your Man on it. Local politics, discussions on racism. We deal with the real issues. People Station, 103.7 The Beat.
Inside the Drive at 5, brought to you by our friends over at Jar Inc. McDonald's, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, man, we hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, we get lucky, and we get one of those folks that we grew up with that, you know, kind of installs some consciousness into your brains. And today, we did it.
We did it.
We tell you about Speech. He started a music group, Arrested Development, the group based in Georgia, from a humble rural beginnings, becoming a pioneer force in the music world, winners of 2 Grammy Awards, Best New Artist, Best Rap Single, 1993, with songs that Speech wrote and produced from the album, 3 years, 5 months, and 2 days in the life of. They also came out with a second album, was also nominated, Big Rob, for a Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
And since that time, he has been touring the world. I mean, I watched a video, the brother was like in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's going crazy. So he's on tour, and we're so fortunate to have him on the show today. We want to welcome Speech from Arrested Development on the show. How you doing today, Speech?
Man, I'm doing good, baby. I'm doing good.
Well, glad to have you on the show, man. I got to tell you, you've been around, man, but you are looking good, brother.
Oh, man, that makes a brother feel real good. You know, on the real. You're right, we've been around. We just got back from a tour 2 days ago this weekend from Poland and did a little stint in New York as well. So we're just getting back in town and, you know, just getting back acclimated to the time difference.
Wow, you was in Poland.
Yeah, we just did a gig in Poland. It was really, really nice, actually. Poland is one of our favorite joints to go to. It's a really cool country, and people there really digging hip-hop music, and, you know, so it's been a lot of love.
Wow, wow. And I think I saw somebody tweeted the pictures and something from the show. You know,
like, wait a minute, did he just say Poland?
Yeah, Poland. Like, where would the Pope be from? You know,
yeah,
Poland.
Poland.
Yeah.
I mean,
and it was packed, right?
It was packed, man. Probably had about, I don't know, probably about 6,000 people or so, 7,000, somewhere in there. And but it was a nice show. You know what I'm saying? Great, great vibes, great energy there.
How many rappers can say they go to Poland and do a show?
That's not just it, man. He's been to other countries.
What other countries, man, he been to? Tell me.
So we've been, you know, in general, we go every year. We probably go to Japan once or twice, and we go to Africa, you know, Australia,
wow.
A lot of places in Asia, you know, Indonesia, Middle East. You know, we hit the Middle East at least once a year. And Europe, of course, you know, Germany and France and London and stuff like that. We hit London actually over the weekend too. So I mean, it's a lot of places we try to get to every year. But I've never been to many places too. You know what I'm saying? We've never been to Brazil. We've never been, you know, to China and Korea. So there's a few places we still gotta try to get to.
Wow. So all this time, you guys have been working, even though it appears the mainstream media is going to sleep. Man, they just fell off. They took some melatonin pills or something. You know.
Exactly. I mean, you know, that happens a lot, right? Because, I mean, one of our new videos that we just released called Living, we talk about that at the top of the video, how, you know, Nas said that hip-hop was dead, and we say hip-hop's been buried alive because a lot of media is not covering it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. I feel you, Speed. It's buried alive. I like the analogy, man.
Yeah, I do,
it's
too.
It's buried alive, baby. Buried alive.
Let's talk about the new project, because we added a single as soon as I got it. I think I got it last week, and we added it last week. Living.
Man, let me tell you. Well, first of all, thank you. Yeah, we got this new joint called Living. It's out right now. You can get it on our website, or you can get it on iTunes or Amazon. And that's the first single from the next album. The album's going to drop August 6th. It's called Standing at the Crossroads. And basically, you know, I mean, the single to me is very, you know, it's hard-hitting. I think a lot of people are surprised because, you know, I didn't decide to come with a melodic rap style on this song. I decided to sort of flow a little more. So a lot of people that love hip-hop music was like, man, Speech really came with it. And I feel good about the single. We all really worked hard on it, and so did we on the whole album. I think, you know, this type of record black people can really celebrate with. You know, I think that a lot of people that's been discouraged by the one-sidedness of our music scene, especially in hip-hop, you know, they're going to be like, yo, this is what I'm talking about, a little bit more balance.
Right. Wow. Well, I want to play this song, if you don't mind. I want to play it and just come back and talk a little bit more, because you got a lot of material here that I don't know if people recognize the songs you even came out with. I don't know if they forgot about Malcolm X Revolution.
Yeah, I know you told me that was Arrested Development. I was like, huh?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
It just blew me away.
And we got to talk about also you getting acknowledged by the Minister Louis Farrakhan when we come back. Is that okay?
All good.
Well, set the song up for me, Speech. Living.
So which joint is this? This is Revolution?
This is Living.
Living is our new single. Check it out. We just dropped it recently, about a month ago. And you're going to love this one. Living by Arrested Development.
Performing for a crowd to be dating me as they jam and rate me for who I was and not rate me for who I am. The lessons that we had was like 20 years in the past. The people in the U.S. they thinking that was our best and our success was just a fact. We hit about all we had despite it. We don't get mad and instead we just change the status. Every show, every CD, making the doubters think again. Hurricane when we came in, living like sink or swimming. We swimming since the beginning, but coverage was all on them. But we kept stroking our own way, not lovers of every trend. So we live stronger, healthier, live longer. Win against the grain, just like people that's low carbon. So we doing it, live and direct. You feel how true we is. Eyewitnesses to the beauty of life. Music is Arrested Development. Powerful, we influencing music and revolution. Until we see more solutions. Hey, everybody shake your head. Shake out the devil now. Lazarus, raising the dead. Come out the tombs, child. We're alive now. We're alive now. We're alive now. Live it.
Every day I rise on a mission. Please forgive me if I mess up. I'm improving, living. Honey, baby, I'm just human. If the sun shines down on me today, I will try to live in a better way. Please forgive me when I'm dizzy. That's a part of living.
The more gangsters talk about dying and crack cocaine in the violence, the station saturated with it, the more our music be thriving. People compare and contrast. Whatever our beat lacks is made up by the mere fact. But the only other option seems like I'm an alien. 40 plus years and up, 45 is something real that the presence say they don't want. So the presence don't really get my presence and all my points. How I think, work, play it, and live it with aching joints. They're acting like I'm done, including my only son, he's 16, acting like that he's going on 61. It's like as if hype equals might and wisdom. He smirks like he knows what I'ma say before I'm done. He just wants to have fun, wanna eat, wanna lay, wanna shop, wanna look a certain way, wanna chill. You wanna stop that craziness. Who in this generation is raised up with pure laziness? Am I further dating us? I know it. They wanna put in their headphones, escape of the world. They wanna get up on their cell phone and relate with little girls. I can dig it to about 5 feet, 11 inches, but the last inch is where my digging stops. I don't do ditches. I won't put you to death. I brought your life through my sperm and my music. Yeah, I brought it twice. So we doing it live and direct. You feel how true we is. Eyewitnesses to the beauty of life. Music is Arrested Development. Powerful, we influencing music and revolution. Until we see more solutions. Hey. So we doing it, live and direct. You feel how true we is. Eyewitnesses to the beauty of life. Music is Arrested Development. Powerful, we influencing music and revolution. Until we see more solutions. Hey, everybody shake your head. Shake out the devil now. Lazarus, raising the dead. Come out the tombs, child. We're alive now. We're alive now. We're alive now. Live it.
Every day I rise on a mission. Please forgive me if I mess up. I'm improving.
Living, I love it, Speech.
Thank you so much, man.
Wow. Every day I rise.
That's right. You know, that's that type of, you know, it's just a motivational song to me. It's an anthem.
Wow. I love it. Well, I want to ask you about, I'm getting some feedback there. Let me change this. I want to ask you about touring with Al Gore, Vice President Al Gore, and Hillary Clinton to Hootie and the Bullfish, Chaka Khan, all of them. How was that, man?
Well, you know, actually, the Al Gore and Hillary Clinton was probably the most interesting because, you know, I'd never been on a political tour before, and you never really knew how political candidates, how they live their life when they're trying to, you know, reach out to America. You know, you get these crowds. Each city we would go to is 50,000 or more people in a park somewhere, you know, and Secret Service. And you would see all of the different types of people of America. You know, I think a lot of times as black people and especially as musicians, you don't never really get to see that type of cross-section of Americans in one spot. You know, usually it's a concert. And so people that are at the concert, they're music lovers, whereas these people was just your average Americans. Totally different type of vibe, and it was very cool. And Hillary Clinton was very down to earth. You know, she was a very nice person. I got to meet her and Chelsea Clinton, and then Al Gore was very cool. It was funny because they felt very relatable when I was talking to them, to be honest.
Oh, really? Wow. That's good.
That's genuine.
What? I read your bio, and it said that Speech has experienced hardcore racism as a young boy. Can you talk about that?
Definitely. I was born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I lived on the west side of Wisconsin in a small town called Wauwatosa, and all white neighborhood. And so basically, as I was growing up, the neighbors in our neighborhood, we was the only black family in the neighborhood. Mm. And my mom and dad are very heavily involved in the black community and have a newspaper in the black community called Milwaukee Community Journal. And, you know, a lot of the white neighbors knew about my mom and dad's activism, and as a young kid, they would target our house for racism, you know, painting swastikas on our house and destroying our property and burning crosses in our lawn and physical confrontations. You know, we got into a lot of fights. Me and my brother would be raised in that neighborhood, of course, and a lot of altercations, you know, with neighboring kids and stuff like that, and very, very tough stuff, you know, growing up. A lot of hatred.
Wow. So, are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, I am. Is there feedback?
Yeah, we're getting feedback.
Okay, let me try something else.
Okay. We're live. Yes, definitely. Thanks. Okay. Speech from Arrested Development is here. I know you're out on tour right now. And
yeah.
You're actually going to be in Michigan in a couple of days.
Yeah, we actually are looking forward to that. You know, I'm from Milwaukee, where I was born and raised, and Michigan is sort of one of our neighboring joints, so I love getting out there as much as we can.
How does it feel, man? You go to places, even though you're a conscious hip-hop artist, and in some places you go, majority of your audience is white.
You know, honestly, it's a weird thing. I think for most music, especially when you get to a certain level of success, you're going to find that with anybody. You know what I mean? You go to, you know, a Stevie Wonder concert, you're going to find a lot of whites. You go to, you know, any number of people who's had a lot of success, you're going to find some white people because they're, you know, the majority. But on another level, it doesn't surprise me. You know, I'm hip to a lot of what our people have been fed, you know, over the years, the racist attitudes that we've been sort of fed to ourselves. And it's tough a lot of times for us to hear message music. You know, a lot of times we just want to escape. You know, we want to have some fun, and we don't want to deal with issues a lot of times. And so what they don't realize is our show is, like, so high energy and so fun that, you know, everybody has a great time at our show. But a lot of times you don't, you know, it never surprises me when a ton of black folk don't come out to our show. But then, in fact, it surprises me when a ton do. And that happens a lot. You know, it's like, it's true. It's like, I pop up at a show and, you know, we arrive at the city and there's a ton of black people out there, and I'm encouraged. And I'm like, wow, you know, somebody's doing something right here, because number one, the black people in the city know about the show, which is good. And number two, somebody, you know, is helping the black people have the right mindset of, yo, this ain't bad for you. You know what I'm saying? this is good. Let's vibe together. Let's have a good time together.
Right. Go ahead. Now, saying all of that speech, how do you feel about music today? And you probably get asked this a lot, you know, how do you feel about music today versus music when you first came out? Because there was a level of differences. You had Rested Development, but you also had NWA and Ice-T and things like that, and you don't have that balance anymore.
That's exactly what I feel. You know, I feel like, you know, we always is going to have diversity in our music, you know, and I think that that's a good thing. I love the times when we came out where, like you said, you know, we had NWA, we had Arrested Development, you had everything in between, MC Hammer, everybody was rocking at the same time, Public Enemy, coexisting, and not only coexisting, you know, we could rock on tours together. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I like that, you know, it wasn't mm-hmm. this sort of this one-way-only type of mentality, whereas right now, you know, generally, what's being rocked in the hip-hop world, at least, is pretty much one thing. I mean, we're talking about party, we're talking about spending money at the mall, and we're talking about women and maybe some drugs and some violence thrown in there. But other than that, there ain't too much more that people are talking about in hip-hop. And so I think that the problem what we got is just this lack of any other exposure to what's going on.
Mm. Wow. Speech is on the phone line from Arrested Development. New projects came out, but let's go back and talk a little bit about some of your first songs that you did. The ones that made it to the top. Cause you probably had other songs even before then. But Tennessee, man, the song Tennessee.
Man, well, you know, Tennessee was our first single, and the song probably is the most important song to me ever because I wrote it about the loss of my grandmother, who was my favorite grandmother. She lived in Tennessee, and we were at her funeral. Celebrating her life, and that same week my brother died, and he was my only blood brother, and
wow.
That was tough for me and my family. And so, you know, the song lyrics, take me to another place, take me to another land, help me understand your plan, is basically a prayer. And during that time period, it's probably the roughest period of my life, just trying to understand what's the meaning of it all, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, throughout the song, you know, we intertwine it and talk about everybody's journey, because, you know, the song is rarely just about us only, but it goes into everybody's journey and even Black people's journey, and you know, it sort of goes a few places there, and I like the way it was sort of weaved together. I'm proud of the track, and I'm very grateful that it was our first song, because, you know, with the death of my grandma and my brother, I don't know, it was sort of paid homage to their life, you know, and they sort of gave us a life too, because that was obviously a very successful track for us.
Wow. Can you set this up? I'm going to play this song for people. Can remember the song. What were you doing in 19? It was 1992, 91?
Yeah, I think it was 1991 that that joint was released. But, yeah, this joint right here is our first single ever. You know, paying homage to the people that came before us and the journey we're on now. So, yo, it's called Tennessee.
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 Tennessee. Tennessee.
Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing grass. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force and truth. For some strange reason, it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plans. Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plans.
Yeah.
Talking to each other every night and day. Although you're superior over me, we talk to each other in a friendship way. Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more countries. Past eyes burn into rhythms, where the ghost of childhood haunts me. Walk the roads my forefathers walked, climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came, my family tree, my family name.
some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plans. Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plans.
She went down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to P Street. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes.
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain by brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks. He said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth. And he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said, what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. For some strange reason, it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.
Take me to
special, special edition speech from Arrested Development on the phone line. There you go, Tennessee. That take me way back, 92, Rob. What were you doing in 92?
You don't want to know.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what I was doing. Honestly, I was a correction officer. So when Arrested Development came out, that name just really caught my attention anyway. Mm-hmm. You know?
It caught mine, too. I was probably being arrested.
And the inmates were singing that song, Take Me to Another Place, because, you know, if you got life, you don't want to be, you know, that's the song you want to hear.
Right. Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, so you resonated with a lot of people, man. Your music resonated with a lot of people.
Hey, Speech, is the whole group of Arrested Development from its origins still together?
No, not the original six of us. Out of the six, four of us that's still down, and two have went on and do different stuff. And one of the two lost her voice. The other one just didn't want to get back down with the group when we reunited.
Okay. Wow. Mm. Well, that's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real good.
Usually you've only got one person carrying the whole name on.
Right.
Yeah. We added two other dudes to the group as well. So now we got eight people rocking with us. So.
Now, when you come out, you got a band, right?
Yeah, because it's a band, exactly. So it's like we got live drums, bass, guitar, you know, the whole nine yards. So that's, we come with it live. And we use turntables as well on the shows and stuff, samplers. But we rock a lot of live music.
Wow. I want to play something from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I want you to tell me, how did this make you feel when he said this?
Arrested Development, the Young Brothers, thank you so much. Naughty by Nature.
Yeah.
But I like that name, Arrested Development. Because our development has been, say it again, has been arrested. here that will move the impediment so that our development won't be arrested. And when that impediment is removed, we will no longer be the tail. We will no longer be the last. We will be the first, and the tail will become the head. Because this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. May God bless you and enjoy every little bit. Thank you for having me.
Speech, man. Tell me, how did it feel, man, when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan honored you?
Honestly, it was one of the best nights of my life. And I'll tell you why. First of all, it was an incredible evening. You know, we had so many legendary hip-hop acts rocking. We was on the Tom Joyner cruise in the middle of the Atlantic and, you know, just having a good time. And then it was unknown to us that Dougie Fresh, incredible Dougie Fresh, would bring out Louis Farrakhan. So when he came out in the first place, you know, in the first place, just to know he was up in the building just made the night, it took the night to something that was legendary. And then for him to, you know, say what he said about us, you know, I literally was just, I don't know if I got in tears, but I definitely know that I felt something that was so profound. You know, I always respected that dude. And, you know, I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. And yet, to me, Farrakhan reminds me the most like Jesus of somebody that I've ever met, you know, in this day and age. So I'm very, very proud to have had him even have our name come out of his mouth, and especially to what he said about us. So, you know.
Wow. And who would have thought that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan would have been on the Tom Joyner cruise?
Yeah.
Yeah. That didn't hit the mainstream media.
No.
No, it didn't. And that's, you know, that's what I say about that whole Buried Alive thing. You know, that night was packed. It was all these incredible hip hop artists, us, Dougie Fresh, Naughty by Nature, Common, all of us rocked on the same stage the same night. So many others, EPMD, a lot of cats. And let me tell you, it was just the most live hip hop party you could ever imagine. And then, like I said, for him to close it out unexpectedly, to nobody knew he was there until he came out. It just was, it was one of those nights. It was like, man, we've died and gone to heaven.
Have you ever met him?
I don't know. I'd never met him prior to that night. You know what I'm saying? We've sort of had some back and forth talk, you know, via some of his people to us, because we've been trying to do various shows with them. And They rock security for us for our Revolution video and for a few other things we've done over the years. I mean, it's been a lot of ways that we've been intertwined with the nation, but I never got a chance to meet the brother to that night.
Wow.
Well, we had the great pleasure of meeting the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan a year or two ago? A
couple years ago, yeah.
And he is coming back, matter of fact, towards the end of this month to Benton Harbor. Maybe we can make some arrangements.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that brother, man, like I said, just the tallest respect for him.
Well, Speech, tell me Revolution, because that was part of the Malcolm X soundtrack. How did that happen? Yeah.
You know, Spike Lee was at one of our gigs in New York. We were rocking a gig at a place called Mary Jane's, Sweet Jane's, and packed house. You know, Last Poets was opening up for us, and which was amazing in and of itself. And then Spike came up to our dressing room, and I was always the biggest fan of Spike Lee and all of his movies. And for him to, you know, come backstage, talk to us, started shooting a little vibes, and Then all of a sudden he asked us to do this movie that he was going to do about John Coltrane. Well, it turned out to be Mo Better Blues. We didn't end up doing that, and then he did the Malcolm X joint, and that's when he asked us, look, can y'all do that? And I was like, definitely. You know, anything he would have asked us to do, we would have done it, to be honest, because he just holds that type of weight with our crew, and we like that guy a lot.
Wow. How did you get this consciousness, you know, Speech? Where did it come from, man? What inspired you to the point that every song that you come out with has some kind of message and meaning to it that you can grab and use in life?
Well, you know, honestly, I think the primary source of it was from my mom and dad. You know, growing up, they was always, my mom owns a newspaper to this day called the Milwaukee Community Journal. I definitely want the listeners to peep out the website. It's communityjournal.net.
Okay,
it's
good.
The largest African-American newspaper in Wisconsin. So ever since I was a kid, you know, I would hear all the issues talked about at the house. And don't get me wrong, I wasn't always conscious. I mean, I was a kid, you know, so I was doing what I would do, you know, as a kid would do, a teenager would do, throwing parties, girls and all that. And then, you know, but in the back of my mind, there was this understanding that there was issues that need to be dealt with, and that if you didn't dig your hands in the dirt, they wouldn't go get dealt with. So I think I did have that. And then, you know, when I get to college, you know, I started learning about various writers, you know what I'm saying, and Jawanza Kanjufu, I think his name is.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of other cats, you know, read books, Malcolm X, of course, some of the staple books, you know, Seal and all these cats, and just starting to read about the various things, you know, it interested me, you know, and then not to mention Public Enemy came out real big, and them cats, you know, the music was so fresh, the rhymes was on point. And the content was so different than other stuff I had heard at that time. I think they had a big impact on me. And so did they, you know, across the nation, of course, and the world. So I think that those types of things probably played the biggest roles.
Wow. Well, on the phone line, Speech from Arrested Development. I want to play Revolution. And tell me, what are you talking about or something? For people who haven't seen the Malcolm X movie, understand what was going on. What was you speaking on the song Revolution?
Really, it's talking about change. You know, it's talking about fundamental change, which is, to me, the whole point of what revolution means. And, you know, to me, Malcolm X was the perfect dude to talk about that, because he made the fundamental changes in his own life, first of all, you know, from when he was Red to when he was Malcolm, and then moving on to Shabazz. I mean, it's just always changing and always, you know, evolutionizing his life. And so, you know, when we think about what to write about for this film, to me, the term revolution and the thought of fundamental change just made the most sense. And so it's an anthem trying to get people to see the need for it and to do what you got to do to get there.
Wow. Here's Revolution from one of my favorite movies, mm-hmm. Malcolm X. Speeches on the phone line, man. I'm loving this, brother. Letting you know, I'm on cloud nine.
Think we all are.
We're on cloud nine, man. This, you know, and we have had a bunch of people on. You know, I'm not, you know, the starstruck brother, because we don't have them all.
Yeah.
But it's people like you, man, that inspire people and make a difference in folks' lives.
Mm-hmm.
Word up, thanks, man.
And your music is real. Here's Revolution, Arrested Development.
Before you put on this record, understand, this is for all of my ancestors who were raped, who were killed, and hung because of their plight for freedom and for dignity. They died for me, and they died for you. This is for them to know that, yes, even today, in 1992, we are still fired up, and we're still talking about revolution.
Face and said,
go!
Here we come.
let's talk revolution now.